mistreated Mexicans over there. When this this young man, Little Philip, they call him, when he committed a crime, well, sure, they had the right to look for him, and like they do now. But the whole neighborhood, which they call it Mateo Street, and so on, like that, the Barrio Mateo Street, and they surround the whole barrio there because they couldn't find him. They know he was in there somewhere, hidden somewhere, and that's for a fact that happened. They went into every house without even bothering to ask permission to go in and look around, see if they had him, if he was there hiding. And then I know my brother-in-law was sick with pneumonia. He was sick in bed, and sick, very sick. My sister told me, she went to tell me, Chago, that's me. He says, there are the police over there, they making my, her husband, get up from bed. You know, he's pretty sick, he can't even sit down. They make him uncover and look at him, see if it was Little Philip, which is true, you know, and they did that all over the neighborhood. Everybody complained, but nobody, no law would say and do anything about it. And that was the treatment, and of course, in the jails, it was known that the Mexicans were just treated terribly. Of course, though, you know, money talk. You know, those days, those who had money, they could get better treatment in jails. The ones who had money, but the poor, the Mexicans suffered a lot. The colored people suffered a lot. The American people, naturally, they had to punish them too. You know, but not as they did the Mexicans, because I know I had a brother that came out of there with TB. They caught him for trying to sell the first bottle of liquor that he made to make his living during the Depression. During days that he had no work, he was out of work, and somebody talked him into making liquor. Okay, they put him in jail for a whole year, and they didn't give him enough blankets, enough nothing to cover himself, and he was a very shy man. He must have been about 30 years then. And when he came out of there with a tuberculosis very, very bad. He didn't last about 2-3 months, and he died from that. And that was the treatment they gave him there. Nowadays, a prisoner that take in jail, they give him a bath, you know, they give him a way to get a bath, blankets. I know I have been in jail for sometimes for drinking or driving drinking, see? And I know what the jails are, mild comparing to those days. My brother told me, he says, Chavo, I'm going to die here if I don't get out of here. But he got a year. That year he contracted all this, tuberculosis, and he died from that. And many, many, many would come out of there paralyzed by the, well, half paralyzed their legs, because there was no way to exercise. There was nothing like they have nowadays in jail. Especially Mexicans, they just treat them bad, and the colored people too. So that's what I got to say about the discrimination those days. And, well, in fact, I know it was so much of discrimination and the races would try to separate. When I had had two sisters then, in marriage age, and you know that I used to watch them so much so that they don't go and start falling in love with an American man. We were so jealous, because we didn't want them to integrate with them, because they didn't want to do and have nothing to do with us. Only our girls, you know. Anybody takes any girls if they can. But we were so mad with American people that we took care that our girls won't go out and bring no American kid. Like nowadays everybody's equal. I know. I live here so many years. I never have that. Being traveled in bothered much, but I know a lot of people have. And I live here in the United States all those years, in 1915, and I like this country way more than Mexico. I know I was born in Mexico, but I'm very happy here. I'm an American citizen, and I'm very happy, and I tell the people nowadays that there's no more discrimination, some very, very, very little discrimination for us Mexican colored people. And but the crime is being increasing every year nowadays. Nowadays, this period is getting terrible, real terrible. I was beaten here in San Diego between in 73 Street between Market and Island. I was kicked and well put to death. The doctor told me when I came to that I had laid there another hour before they discovered me they had attacked me and beat the hell out of me. I would have died within an hour of inside hemorrhage. And it's been happening ever since then. We old people don't want to go out at nights anymore because of the crime, you know. There's so much crime nowadays, which didn't happen on those years. Those years are nothing. Stealing cars. I just remember having cars all the time and never bothered. My car were never bothered. Here in L.A., I lost my car one not too long ago. They found it, but it was stolen. So the crime is very terrible nowadays.
Have you ever been involved in politics?
No, in politics, no. Now we're starting right now on account of this movement that we have with the senior citizens. We have to have a dealings with some of the candidates for this and that. Of course, you know, that's politics, you know. Sometimes they have to treat us good, as you know, and we have to treat them good so that we get the advantage out of that. And so we have to go with them, you know, some of our candidates or the ones we want that we think they want to help us. As far as I've been involved, I'm getting involved in the Chicano Federation now too. I have a post in the Chicano Federation here in San Diego, but until later, since I started to join the senior citizens here at the Paraiso Senior Center. And that's all. In unions, yeah, I belong to unions most of my life in L.A., CIO, the AFL, and of course there's something like politics, you know, but in another way. That's as far as I've been involved in politics.
Well, this terminates the interview, Mr. Flores, and this terminates the questions that I had planned to ask you for our interview. And do you have any other things that you want to include in this recording, you can do it now.
No, I don't have, at the present, I don't have nothing to add to this conversation. No, nothing, because we are very happy with this senior citizen program because they treat us just as good, Americans and colored people and Filipinos, which I have been to the Filipino Center, I have been to colored people centers, and I have been to American people's centers. Senior citizen centers, and we all feel the same, happy, very happy. And I hope that you leaders of the country, the cities, keep on doing that great job that you've been doing for us, because we really are happy and we really earn it, because I work all my life since I was the First World War, as I said first, that I started to work on top of the mines with a hammer, taking the ore apart from the rock, so that that was help. At nighttime, I worked nighttime because they needed me at night. Since then, I've been doing my best to help this country. I work as a laborer in concrete, and I work in the railroad building roads in Arizona. And in fact, I work in many, many places. And during the Second War, I did all I could to help win in the war. I moved from the armor company, yes, to go to the U.S. rubber plant to build tires for planes, tires for everything. And I worked there the last 2 years of war. And that's all I can add to this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Flores, and I appreciate your cooperation.